Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Samach Vov. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Gimel Amad Aleph, on the third line, Amar B'Simoin. Amar B'Simoin, time with Rabbi Yehuda, V'nisha boy Oilois, Kenekef, Zayef, Shnaim, Shloisha, Gargrim, Yosef, Mikan, Eshkol. Rabbi B'Simoin says that Rabbi Yehuda's source, the single stalk is considered to be a whole cluster, is the Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vov, and gleanings shall be left in it like the cutting of an olive tree, two or three berries. More than that is a cluster. The lama once happened to be Abo, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Avu Alkem, Doron, Apikloin, Arisa, Chada, Parasika, Achlun, Inun, Vachamehoin, Vaisron, Vasharuna, Kardain, Lapisa, Tekafar Chananya, Masiksar Shel Adoshim, Vasayomen, Avun, Tamon, Apikloin, Trey, Telas, Leguayada, Amulei, Menahu Ilona, Anabayan, Amaloin, Mine, Inun, Vakarnaloi, Eretz, So it once happened that Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish passed through Kerem Doron. The sharecropper took out one peach for them, and they and their donkeys ate. They estimated that it was the size of a pot of Kfar Chananya, and that it held a sar of lentils. And that's just one peach. On a later occasion, they passed through there, and the sharecropper took out two or three peaches, and they fitted into one hand. They said to him, "We would like peaches from the same tree as last time," and he told them that they were from the same tree. To this they applied the Pasuk and Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. Amar Bechanina, Katsarkas Lahachan Asiris, Ezoi Ve'ezoi Debri, Ve'ezoi Dechamri, Makfa Bilta Decharuvte, De'ad Yisrael, V'lei Matin Ksas Chadcho V'neged Malai Yodoi Dovsha. Bechanina says, "When I came here, I took mine, my son's, and my donkey's driver's belts and tied them together in order to try and wrap them around a carob tree, but they weren't long enough. I cut down one carob tree, and a handful of honey flowed out." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Yafe sifsuf she'achalnu b'yaldoseinu, mipalsike she'achalnu b'zeknoseinu, d'v'yeme ishtane alma." Rabbi Yochanan says, "The unripe dates that we ate in our youth were better than the ripe ones that we ate in our old age, as in our days the world changed and the fruits were ruined." Amar B'chia ba'abba, "Sa'ar arbalis haisa moitzir, sa'ar seiles, sa'ar kemach, sa'ar kiva, sa'ar musan, sa'ar ganainin, v'kadan afilu chada v'chada loikaima." Rabbi Chia ba'abba said that a sa'ar of arbal seeds would produce a sa'ar of fine flour, a sa'ar of flour, a sa'ar of black flour, a sa'ar of bran, and a sa'ar of straw, and now one sa'ar does not even produce one sa'ar. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabun, "Kinamon ma'acho izim hein v'ayisol megadanoi." So Rabbi Chuna, quoting Rabbi Aaron, said that cinnamon was in such abundance that it was grown as goat food. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rabbi Avun, "Shnei temidim shahayu makrivim chol yoyim hayu malkiven oisan al gabe gamal v'aglehen noigoyis ba'aretz." Rabbi Chuna, quoting Rabbi Avun, said that the sheep were so large that the two tamid offerings that they would sacrifice each day would be brought on top of a camel and the legs would touch the ground. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rabbi Idi, "Mas be'echad shekasha ez l'te'ina rabah umatza devash v'chalav m'uravin." Rabbi Chuna, quoting Rabbi Idi, said it once happened that a person tied a goat to his fig tree and he came back to find that fig, honey, and milk were mixed together, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Hey, a land flowing with milk and honey. Rabbi Amar le Rabbi Preda, "Leith at chamili ahi segula v'goy kamech." Once Rabbi said to Rabbi Preda, "Won't you show me the grape cluster you have in your vineyard?" Amalei in, Rabbi Preda agreed, "Nafik by mechamile." He went out to show Rebbe, "Adda hu rochik safa be kamin tor." And when they were still distant, Rebbe saw what looked like an ox in the field. Amalei, "Leith hadein Torah mechaber kamich." Rebbe asked Rebbe Preda, "Doesn't that ox damage the vineyard?" Amalei, "Hadein Torah da'ad safa hu segula." He said, so Rebbe Preda answered, "No, what you think is an ox is actually my grape cluster." V'kar alav ad shamelech m'mesiboy naudi nosan reichoy beith magdusha chore v'at koyim b'kashuseich miyad idboin v'le ashkach. Rebbe applied the posuk in Shirashurim, Peg Aleph, posuk Yudbeis, "While the king was still at his table, my nard gave forth its fragrance. The temple was destroyed and you demand good fruits." After Rebbe said this, they went out to look for that vine, but they didn't find it. Aysun koyme train puglin miben reishasa l'tzuma rabba v'avafuke shmitza Ava born to ine de gamla amaloin veleith osa veleith sefichin inun amalei beipuke reshasa is darin ba'isa shah hitter rabbi likach yerek remotes shvius miyad. Two radish stalks that grew between Oshon and Yom Kippur were brought before Rebbe. It was the year that followed the Shemitah year, and the radish needed to be carried by two camels. Rabbi asked them, aren't they prohibited since they grew naturally in Shvi'ith and are prohibited as Svi'chim? And they replied, no, the radish was only planted after Shvi'ith. That year, having seen these huge radishes, Rabbi permitted buying vegetables immediately after Shvi'ith, since they could have grown quickly after it. They asked Rebbe, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Yoel Perek Aleph pasuk Yud Zayin? The grains shrivel under their hoes. Rebbe replied, instead of us hoeing honey that drip from figs and dates, we are now hoeing mold. Ma'ase be'echad shaya lo yishua shel te'ina te'inen uva umatza gader shel devash makif oisan chad v'anash zora chakla lepas v'ave mekata v'mazbin ma'ase b'shul sheba v'kinan b'rosha shel lefes ma'ase b'shichin be'kelach echad shel chardel shayi bo shloisha badin v'nafshach echad mehem v'sichoy bo yisukas yoytzim v'matza bo shloishas kavim shel chardeli. There was once a person who had a row of fig trees, and he came and found a wall of honey surrounding it. A person once planted a turnip field, and before he had managed to sow the entire field, the first seeds had fully grown, and he collected and sold them. And there was once a fox that made a hole in the top of a turnip, and its female kept their cubs inside it. And it once happened in Shichin that there was a mustard stalk that had three shoots. One became torn off, they used it to cover a potter's hat, and they found three cov of mustard in it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, kelech echad shechardel hayali b'soich sheli v'ayisi oila boi ko'ila b'roish ha'te'ina. Rabbi Shimon Chalafta said that I once had a mustard stalk in my property, and I would climb it like I was climbing a fig tree. Mas b'echad shezoa sa shel afunim v'asa shalosh me'os sa'in amulai hifcha kodshibichu l'v'ochich amulain azun l'chun di anach tala bisha alea d'loikein v'kafla havas mavet. It once happened that someone planted a sa' of beans, and it yielded 300 sa'. They said to him, Hashem has begun blessing you. He replied, Go on your way and don't look at it, as it brings ayin hara, the evil eye. You caused bad dew to fall on it, and if not for your looking, it would have produced double. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Haya ma'aseh she'amar Rabbi Yehuda lebenoi b'sichnin, ala v'avili lanu gregres menachavios, ala v'hoshet yodoi u'matza shel dvash, amalei abba shel dvashu, amalei hashkei yadcha v'at ma'ale gregres, ma'aseh she'amar Rabbi Yehuda lebenoi, Besipurin, Ala Vilanu, Goigres Min Aliyah, Ala Marseth Aliyah, Saf Aliyah Dvash. Rabbi Shimon Chalafta said that once happened that Rabbi Yehuda said to his son in Siknin, go up and bring us dried figs from the barrels. He went up and reached out and found a barrel of honey. He told his father this honey, and his father told him, reach down into the barrel and you'll be able to take out the dried figs. It means it was a barrel of figs that a very large amount of honey had dripped from them. Rabbi Yossi once told his son in Sipurin to go up and bring him a barrel of figs from the attic. The son went up and found honey floating on it. V'chananya mazben dvash de devoin, v'avalei dvash de salien, basa yoimin avrin tamon, amalei begindelei metaya lechoin, havin yadin ahu duvsha, to yehavis lechoin de salien, I should say. Amalei minei anan born, du tavla vite, v'afish temise, ubana be medrasha de sipurin. V'chananya sold bee honey and also owned hornet honey. He accidentally sold customers the hornet honey, and after a while those customers passed by and he told them, since I don't want to fool you, you should know that I sold you hornet honey, and if you wish, I'll refund your money. They answered, we're happy with the honey you sold us, as it's good for our work. But Rabbi Chananya didn't want the money, so he used it instead to build the Beis Medrash of Tzipori. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon should say, Azal lechad asa v'aifen kamei kruv mitzamek amalei sagin devash Yavtun bei amulei lo yahavninen bei mineu behu. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon went to a certain place and they brought him a well-cooked, richly flavored cabbage. He told them, you must have added a lot of honey to it. And they replied, no, we didn't add any honey, it was the natural sweetness of the cabbage that did it.